Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Simple question for you. Maybe not such a simple answer to give. Would you let a complete stranger use your bathroom?
I have to say no.
Right. Hear me out. So I'm scrolling through Reddit first thing this morning, and the first post that comes to me is from Ask Ireland. People ask questions to the people of Ireland on Reddit. And this was a story plus a question. Would you let the postman use the toilet? Just had the postman at the door, handed me a package, and sheepishly asked, could I use the toilet? Said he was bursting. No problem, I invited him in. He was in the toilet for quite a while, and when he came out, the smell hit me. He took a huge shite. I'm working from home today and can't stop thinking about it. The smell is still lingering in the air. I've opened all windows and doors, but I'm freezing myself off now. Happy Thursday. Top comment, postman shat. It is top tier.
Sorry.
I don't even care if it's a made-up story because it's too good. But would you let a complete stranger use your toilet? You're at home, the doorbell goes, ding-dong. How you doing? Very sorry to do this to you. I really need to use your toilet. Could I please?
For pure legal and safety reasons, if I was home on my own, I feel I'd be so apologetic and just say, I'm sorry, no, I can't let you into the house. If himself is home, I'd probably be a lot more open to it.
Fair.
And as a person who frequently needs to use the bathroom, I really want to say that my good heart would overcome and say, no, just let them in. Because when you need to go, you have to go. And if that's what that postman was holding in, clearly it needed to be got out of him.
So I take it from what you said there, you've never had to knock at a stranger's door and ask, can I use your toilet, please?
No, I've never got up to someone's house. I did go into a filling station in County Kerry years ago where Michael Healy Ray was behind the counter, and I had to be like, there was literally a sign up saying, there's no bathroom. But I was like, there's no way that there isn't a bathroom.
Correct.
So I just said, is there any chance you're going to let me use the bathroom? And he did. So, yeah.
Excellent.
So that's, you know, I mean, he's not in my constituency, but you know what? A politician who lets you use their bathroom.
TDs have got votes for far less than letting them use their bathroom. So the question to you is, would you ever let a stranger use your bathroom? Hi, Michael. Ah, Jesus, that poor postman. Can you imagine if the courage it took to ask no one what he had to do, then afterwards knowing he destroyed the toilet, having to walk out and think, I can never deliver to this house again. I think we're all only human and would let somebody use the toilet. They clearly let them in, and it proves the point.
I would question, was that person's bathroom equipped to deal with the carnage that unfolded? I.e., like, was there a window in the bathroom itself? Was there any form of scent air freshener left in the bathroom? Because what was the poor postman to do if he did what he did and then realised, oh, there's no equipment here to undo the damage?
If it was in a new house and it had no windows, did it have some sort of extraction fan to take away the smell? So many questions about what this poor postman, what was he meant to do? Hello, Olivia and Donegal. Sending us a photo from Kelly's service station. Imagine not letting this person use your bathroom. Bundy Aki.
What?
Now, if I'm to take from this photo a lot of details, three women in the shop and they're getting a photo of Bundy. Thanks for coming in. Did Bundy come in and ask to use the toilet and then when he was finished he had to get a selfie? Did he wash his hands? But in fairness, you wouldn't say no to a mammoth rugby player like Bundy Aki.
It would be an honour to have anyone with any sort of profile
It would be an honour if you took a big shite.
Exactly.
In my bathroom.
It would be an honour if you destroyed the toilet facility in there.
Any other visitors that come to house, Bundy Aki had a shite in there. I'm telling you. Oh, Jesus, it stunk up the
That's
house.
That's what venues should do. You know when restaurants put up on their wall that such and such had a meal in this place that they visited? There absolutely should be a toilet hall of fame.
That is an exceptional idea.
Yes, there should.
With pictures of their turds. Well, if you're going to do it, go full hog.
Them, you'd have to get them in the picture like with a big thumbs up, standing over the toilet. With a smile. That, yeah, Toilet Hall of Fame, make it happen.
Oh, I'd want to own a venue that we could do that. First of all, we'd have to build a venue. Second of all, we'd have to build a toilet. And then number three, we just have to wait for celebrities to turn up.
To be called short.
It'd be a bad business model, but one that'd be worth it in the end. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.